It's What's Hot and What's Not in the Markets with Randy Martinson, president of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Futures and options have risk. Randy, what's hot this morning?
We're going to have to continue to go with cattle. They continue to amaze as they, you know, even though we probably should be seeing some sort of a break in that market, they continue to hold some pretty good strength, you know, trading back up towards the highs of their contracts again, especially the feeder cattle market, as tight supplies and concerns about tariffs, which could possibly just continue to even tighten supplies more, helps to push that market. Now, live cattle had a little bit of a down week this last week. They're still up in their upper end of their range, but lower cash and a little bit of pushback from packers is causing a little bit of pressure in the feeder cattle market. We also have gold continuing to stay up at its all-time highs or up in that area, which is also you know, a little bit of a sign that maybe the economy isn't as strong as we were thinking.
What's not hot then?
You know, you got to throw everything else in that category. You know, you look at the Minneapolis wheat has retraced over 75% of its gains. You know, we're down 50% in corn and in soybeans. Tariff talk, and then, of course, the ag outlook form acreage numbers all came in to be a little bit more bearish to corn and wheat than what we anticipated.
Plus, we get seasonals this time of year, too.
We do. I mean, seasonally, we start to see the market pull back right now. You know, the one caveat is that we normally do not peak markets in the wintertime, which, you know, we're still in winter. Normally, we see this market rebound once we get into April and May for some weather concerns. So that's still a little bit of the hope right now in the marketplace. We still don't know what really is going to happen with these tariffs. I mean, we know that on Tuesday that Trump is going to implement tariffs against Mexico, Canada, and China. But over the weekend, they're saying we don't know what percentage the tariff's going to be because they have made progress on their deal is. They haven't made the full progress, so we're still waiting to see just where the tariffs could fall.
Randy Martinson, Martinson Ag Risk Management in Fargo.